County, brought to you by Roseburg Schools. And now, your cue. On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon and welcome to Your Cue. My name is Sharon Sebastian. Some of you may recognize me from volunteering in the community and or recognize my voice from the 2 years that I hosted the show previously with my partner in crime, Alan Painter of Premier Insurance. Today, we're here to pass the torch and turn it on to the next group who will be taking over Your Cue and taking it to an amazing next level. So, Alan, let's help introduce these here to these two with us today. So we have Jared Corden, superintendent of the Roseburg School District, and Tiffany Faust, also with the Roseburg School District. So welcome you two.
Thank you. Yes, so great to be with you.
I feel weird welcoming you to what is now going to be your own show.
Take it away.
There you go. But one of the things is I know you do many, many things in the community and you wear many hats, but to officially kind of pass the torch or let's just say set things off with a bang, we have a little bit of your cue.
Okay, I like it. Excellent, thank you. Lively, I love it. Thank you.
So for the many hats you wear, you can now accept this one as your new hat of wearing for host and co-host of Your Cue. And
you do anything to make me look bad.
No. And we had some angels to help us with that. So thank you, Tiff and Chelsea, for helping out. And we really do appreciate it. And we're glad that you're taking this
Amen.
On.
Amen. Amen. It was such a fun run for us. So exciting to see, you know, what it becomes next. Because with us, we just started it one day. It just seems like it just fell together. And we had no clue what it was going to become and how it grew into its own beast. So it's going to be fun to see the next chapter.
Super excited.
Well, we're superstars to take it on. I mean, this is going to be so great for the community. And you made it so great for the community, you know, previously. And we're just, really happy to be taking the reins. And really more than that, it's to get our youngest community members involved, get their voices to be heard. Because that's what we do. That's our job. We're really lifting these kids up. So this is such a great platform that we're able to do that. So that's super exciting.
Yeah. And following in your footsteps will be amazing. We, our family moved here in 2019. And of course, we ran into COVID, but it was a place for us to kind of connect with the community. It's new people to Douglas County, people who love it here, are from here now. I just want to say thank you for the great work you did. I think you, we'll talk about this a little later, but you really were a catalyst to really bring the community together in times that were complicated. And I know kind of as a community member listening to the show, I felt more connected in our community just by hearing your voices. And it just gave us a chance. And one thing I loved, I got to say, both of this, and to Shannon especially on this, I really appreciated the invitation to do something that week. It was really impactful for me. No, it's not that often. I mean, we have kind of talk radio, but I love the challenge. What's our cue to be involved? And I think that was really, really special.
Well, Shannon, I can give the folks an update. What the cue stands for? You came up with this name, I believe. So what is it? What were the meaning behind cue?
Well, your cue stands for celebrating, uplifting, and educating. And the key important thing with that was, as we were in COVID at the time, as you mentioned, and it was like, how are ways we can still celebrate and be happy when birthday parties weren't happening? Mm-hmm. What's ways we can still learn new things and have education when school was struggling, doing it remotely? And the uplifting part more than anything. And I've always felt in my heart and kind of preach and teach this, it's like the biggest thing we needed in that darkness was light, and I just stepped up to be a candle. That's how it feels to me. And
you always do. You are a candle no matter where you go.
What was I, the brush fire?
Yeah. Maybe you were the nail polish on the candle.
That's like Oz and Jeff. Yeah.
But I really did feel like something, we were just in a dark place. People were struggling with mental health, afraid. Fear was huge, not wanting to come out of their homes. Just things like that. And so it started in April.
Of COVID.
And then for just July 1st, a few months later, we just said, nope, we're done. We're going to open the doors and we're going to shine some light. And that's really what it was. And also, there was some really brave community members out there who decided to start small businesses during COVID, which to me is just mind-blowing crazy. Yeah. And it's like they needed that spotlight. They needed people to know, hey, we're out here. Yeah. We're existing. We're being brave. We're saying yes. We're showing up and showing out. Come support us. And so to get people to do that or to educate them, hey, do it however you feel comfortable.
Yeah, the business buzz was amazing. It was so neat to meet our some of our community members, because just like Shannon said, you didn't need, these businesses didn't even know if they could be open the next day. But to be able to have a voice and get their business out there. And for me, it was a little bit selfish. I wanted to hear their story.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew what they were selling. I want to know them behind the business and who they were as people. And it was so amazing. I mean, the diverse story. I mean, the grocery outlet people, that would just blew me away, what they did for me. I mean, and Carlos at Uncle Five, it was just amazing getting to know the people, because that's what makes our community special. Yeah, we had some great business owners, but we have better people who own businesses. And that was, to me, I was passionate about the business buzz. That was fun to see, especially during that time. It was really cool.
Yeah, so what Ellen's talking about is the business buzz ended up being a segment on the show, and where it was a chance to highlight the businesses that were operating, but also, yeah, the brave, you know, entrepreneurs that were brave enough to get started during COVID, which is pretty incredible. So hearing this story is like,
It was really neat. It was really stories of survival and success. And I mean, some of the business owners we had on there, we just had a little podunk little business, and they were just scraping it out, but they were scraping it out. They were tough, and it highlighted, you know, that toughness. It was really, I loved to see that. It was awesome. You know, add kickback to you.
Yeah. Well, I honestly just think we were blessed to be involved, and just how it came to fruition and everything is kind of an amazing story. And absolutely.
Yeah. So it's really an incredible act of community service. I mean, really, when it comes down to it. And so, which didn't start here, right? Like, actually, this started years before Shannon and I actually met through community service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we met during the Miss Douglas County pageant. I have, you know, a daughter that is much older now, but she was involved. And so I hosted the teens and helped them. Shannon did a lot more because she's a rock star and always does. So because you were on the board, weren't you?
Yeah. So I was, Summer Fox and myself were executive directors. And so I ran the teen program portion of the pageant, and Summer ran the Miss, and together we partnered and had a wonderful board. And actually two of Alan's daughters competed in the program and were title holders. And so that's a little bit of how, so that's a little bit of how we also kind of connected way back in the day. And so all of our relationships are started through community service and volunteerism.
There is a lesson in this. I think there's some symbolism in this, right? So just, I think for our viewers, and as I'm thinking about this, so the origin of all this came about really because of the time you spent just in service together. Is that right?
Yeah, that's so true. It's kind of like being on a team, right? Like, I mean, you know, I grew up playing softball. And so when you're on a team and you have this collective effort to win, I mean, when you're playing, you know, or just develop your skills, we started off our relationship and friendship with that collective effort to make the community stronger and ironically, yeah, to help kids. And, you know, help them develop their skills and interview skills and help them develop a platform that they could go out into the world and make a difference. And so, yeah, that is like, actually.
So at Miss Douglas County program, we looked at it as a time to mentor to the young women and help them learn different aspects and interview and things like that. But every Sunday I would have a sit down with the girls where I would give them words of encouragement or a theme that I was talking about that month. But it was always motivational, always positive, always uplifting. And I had people comment on those things or whatever. And so then later, Tiffany's like, you know, like you could do this. You could do this show. Like, think of the things you did. And so she referenced clear back to those Sunday talks that I would give the young ladies when they came to practice and stuff like that.
All about getting dads to buy all these dresses.
Well, that too. That's something that really happens.
Oh, I thought it was keep the local dress sellers in
business. No. See, that's a community service.
It does remind me a little bit. I think it was Muhammad Ali who was quoted at one point or attributed to a saying something like, service is the rent we pay for our room on earth. It reminds me of that, like that power of serving together. But there's so many ancillary things that happen mm-hmm. in service. This friendship and ultimately the show was forged really from its genesis around just people doing something good together.
Yes, yeah. Having a shared goal that is impactful for a community or for even just an individual. Any really just having that be the underlying connection point is so powerful, right? I mean, like, it steers all of the conversations that we had. If you think about it, all the times that we were like, oh, time to park. Shannon's calling.
Yeah.
Getting it. That's on the break. Yeah. It always comes back to that. No matter what we're calling each other about or what we're talking about, it always ends up there. It's like, okay, we're going to go out in the world and make a difference.
But neither of us were in our current jobs or even when I was doing Miss Douglas Kelly, I wasn't at Premier Insurance yet. She wasn't at the News Review at the time. So it's like many years of life unfolds and then it came back.
Yeah.
So it's like if you network and you make a lasting impression, a positive lasting impression on somebody's mind, you never know when that they're going to reach out and say, you're the perfect person for this, or will you help me with this or whatever? And some of the things that, you know, we can talk about later that have happened from the show have then since had these little roots that have grown in the community.
And interchange, you know, absolutely. We have people in this county who love this county. Every time there's a tragedy, we rise up. And it was like, can we do this when there's not a tragedy?
We were just having a conversation today. That's so funny.
And that was kind of my whole goal with, and it was really, because when it first started, it's like, okay, let's go out and help people who need, you know, grandma needs a deck or grandma needs a ramp or do some of these things. And what was amazing is we're getting that message out and we had oodles of people stepping forward saying, yeah, I want to help. Mm-hmm. I want to help. But we just didn't get the message to the people that needed the help. But it was just in that respect. So as the show evolved, and it was like, okay, let's go through and highlight some of the fantastic things that are happening in the community that, you know, maybe aren't getting pushed up like they need to. And so that was the whole premise was, hey, let's help people out because it makes us feel good too.
Yep, absolutely.
You know,
and we are running into the time that we need to take a break. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll get back to where we left off.
There are so many things happening that in our communities are uplifting. And part of what I think what you provided and what we'll attempt to do as well is to educate, share with people all the reasons to be excited. I often tell people, if you're lucky enough to live in Douglas County, this is what's happening. And it brings me to a question here. And I think probably it's great for me and for our viewers here today. Maybe talk a little bit about, we talked a little bit about how you met, how the show got started, but is there anything else that's important to know in terms of like how this came together? And then I'm also really curious about what were those moments in reflection that were so impactful that resulted from the connections you made, the show, what you saw happen in the community and for the community?
Actually, I'm really glad you asked because it's kind of a story.
Yeah.
So it's funny because, I was a marketing consultant here with Lotus Media, and I was the real estate specialist. And I was like, oh, I would love to create a radio show for a real estate office here locally. And so I went to Rochelle, and she's awesome. And she's like, actually, yeah, there's this spot that you could do. Wednesdays, you know, 4 to 5. And I'm like, sweet. Okay, cool. So that was my plan for it. I was like on a mission. And I'm a networker, right? So I go out to coffee with a friend. I don't think I've told you this part of the story. So I go out to coffee with a friend and we're just chit-chatting and we ran into another friend, Brady Winder. And he was at the Carrot studio, doing like marketing stuff too. And so him and I like connected and I was like, hey, I got this like airtime that I'm like, you know, thinking for a real estate show. And he's like, oh, I've been wanting to do a podcast. I would love to do a podcast. And I just, you know, people are really struggling like with their mental health. They have some really dark stuff happening and I just want to help. Like, I really want to like tell their stories and dig into the depths of that and help them navigate through those dark times. And I was like, oh, that would be great. Like, that would be great for the people and for the community. That's a wonderful idea, you know, and it just got my wheels spinning. And, you know, I ended up, you know, finishing Poppy and then going and calling Shannon. Because, of course, here's my, you know, community service brand. I'm like, actually, hey, look, we like, there could be something great that comes out of this and something that really helps people. And so I'm kind of thinking about this. And she's like, yeah. Yeah. And then she just like, you know, has her ideas and then I have my ideas. And then it was like, okay, we need to come up with something. Cause we were thinking, you know, like, man, I don't know if diving into the darkness is really the answer for this, but diving into the light would be wonderful. Like in a way that like, we'll just dodge the darkness completely. Let's just go straight to the light. Let's just like fill this space with light and for our community.
Darkness does not you do. So darkness does not fit you do. You two are light, you know. Yeah, so. Right.
And when first approached about it, you know, and that was kind of the topic I did, I had to pray on it. And I thought, well, this just isn't the right fit for me. I'm not the right person for that. I'm unicorns and rainbows. So let's start talking that. Then I'm in the mix. And so then that's kind of where it took off. It's like, well, if not this, then what? And that's where your cue came out of. It's like, well, I want to do these type of things.
Well, and I think that's the important part is that we get so locked in on, you know, we get passionate about an idea. And sometimes we get too locked in on that. And I mean, on our show, we didn't back down, from our faith in God or in our love of America or our community. And I think that was important because I could see how the Lord took this good idea, transformed it into something not completely different. Mm-hmm. We just had to tweak it. And the people that were involved had to agree to that, you know, and I think that's the important part that nobody was so rigid. No, no, that my idea was to do this. Yeah. It's like, no, this is what it kind of feels. And everybody was just accommodated to that. And so I mean, it didn't take me long at all to get on board after. I just couldn't do that every week. You know, I mean, we all have personal experiences with that. And I didn't want to dwell on that every week. And when Shannon came back, said, well, how about this? Yeah. And I said, well, I think that's a darn fine idea. Let's rock and roll, you know.
I'm curious. Mm-hmm. So, because the concept was shared and created, like, in, mm-hmm. you know, through our collaboration. But at what point did you, because Shannon came up with the cue. That was all you. So I just wonder, so who did you share it with first?
Probably Cheryl, actually.
Yeah.
I bounce a lot off of Cheryl in the office too. So I was trying to just come up with something that was catchy though, because yes, it's a talk show, but the talk show was going to be about maybe these topics because we really wanted to make people aware this was a non-confrontational, no conflict, freedom to just celebrate type of zone. Sometimes we had a little something.
Sometimes Alan get a little carried away, but thanks. That's why
for the most part, that's what we wanted people to know is this was all about shining light. And so if you were coming in and you had something to add positive, or even if it was something. What it ended up being is even if it wasn't something, quotes, positive, it ended up being a positive.
It was education.
Something out of.
It was a learning. I mean, a lot of it was just, we just need to see somebody else's point of view. And I think that 99.9% of our problems today, and it was at that time too. I mean, it's been a kind of a lingering problem is, I mean, we all basically want the same things in life. Okay. And somewhere along the route, road, we forgot that we all have this commonality.
Yeah.
We just have different ideas how to get there.
Yeah.
And we just need to start talking again.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not rocket science. If I don't know what your problem is, I can't help you, you know, even though it may seem diametrically opposed to me, but once we talk for a sec, you know, we're not so far off anyway.
Yeah.
We can, you know, I can get 70% I want, you can get, you know, 60, because I'm going to get bored here. But, you know, but that was kind of, we all we have to do is talk.
No. And that's humanity, right? And this is, I do think we're in this space where there's a lot of media that is really, I don't know by design, but it seems to me that a lot of what I see is really in that vein of being a little more about conflict, a little more about contention.
Yeah.
And I know one thing I loved about the show before, and what we're excited about doing is authentically, mm-hmm. finding ways that are real. Mm-hmm. Say, there's so much to be excited about. Mm-hmm. There's so much good happening. And I really think we'll do our best to carry that torch that you created, that standard out there. I'm reminded about
so excited. By the way. I'm so excited for what you guys are going to do with it. I honestly just feel it's just going to springboard into a whole nother level and atmosphere. So
let's talk a little bit about some of the outcomes. I mean, the show, mm-hmm. but there were some things that happened. Mm-hmm. There always are, right? And we're doing our best. Sometimes we don't always see them in the moment. It's like our children, we don't see them grow. Someone else comes in and they're like, whoa, my gosh, they're getting so big, right? Maybe can you talk a little bit about, you know, what were some of the fruits of the work that you did? What did you see that were experiences that were kind of special for you as you were in this space of kind of sharing your heart with the community and having your cue?
I'm here for you, kid.
No, I do have something that immediately pops to mind, but I'm going to kind of pocket that one for a little bit later. I'm going to not lead with that because we're not going there. But honestly, for me, if I kind of go through the times that, like, again, like I said, we started in April and then July came around the end of June, people still weren't coming out. They still weren't, you know, school's about to end, all these things. And nobody's still going out. The city hasn't opened anything up yet. And so the parade for me was a big one.
Well, and one step before that, mm-hmm. fireworks were canceled.
Yeah, right.
I was dealing with one angry young lady. This is America.
I love America. I love the 4th of July.
Yeah, and there's things we've been told all these things we had to do because of COVID. We don't not celebrate our country's independence. Mm-hmm. And we were on board with that. I had no idea where she was going to take it. I thought we'd hang some balloons up or something, but she took it to a different area.
Yeah.
Of course she did.
Well, and I mean, I really felt like it was the two of us that went crazy and went to town on it with Tiffany's help. So it was a
lot. Oh, absolutely.
But just even being brave enough to go to the city and say, when everybody else had said no, to just go and have that conversation. And then be like, well, I don't like, no, it doesn't resonate with me. Can we try a yes, maybe? How about that? You know, and just do my Shannon thing and get what I want. That is what happened.
Every day I live, you know, we're at the office again. I get a test.
That's so true. Yeah.
Sometimes no doesn't mean no, you know.
When you told me, because Shannon came to me and was like, you know, here's, so let's do a parade. And I know you, and I'm like, well, I guess we're throwing a parade. Right.
Who does that? Who says, let's have a parade? And you got to remember, at this time, you couldn't go in the library. You couldn't do all these, I mean, all even outdoor sports were being canceled.
Yeah.
And she goes down and says, hey, let's get a whole bunch of people together and drink. And it's like, are you nuts? They're never going to do that. Well, they never ran into this buzzsaw.
Yeah.
So it was like, and then him too. I got to say, I have the easy part. Me and Jeff, her husband, we just worked. We kept our mouths shut and just do what we're told. But
I just started.
It was magical.
Well, it was magical.
Yeah. So yeah. Together we really gathered, you know, a village.
Yeah.
With that, you had
everybody was ready. So it's just kind of like I told Tiffany, it's like it's the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. And you just once you put it out on the radio, you've kind of stepped in it, to speak.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, there I just went and said that.
Yeah, there I was like, Shannon, you realize we got to do this now
and pull it off.
You guys,
got to pull it off.
And
yeah,
it was amazing because I was scared to death.
Yeah,
I was out, you know. I don't know how everybody's feeling. We're all isolated during this period. I mean, I kept my office open. Maybe I shouldn't have, but I did because stuff happens. People needed us. And I'm thinking, are people even going to show up? You know, and it was so amazing because I had my four-wheeler down there with a trailer. My dog was on the back, Jax, if everybody sees this picture on Facebook. And to see all these kids. You know, because that's the first thing that Shannon brought up was these kids are not getting that 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And she did it for the kids. I mean, the candy and stuff we ordered.
Went nuts.
And donated.
Yeah.
I mean, there were people just off the street giving her hundreds of dollars. It was.
Yeah.
The word's handled all over that.
The soon as I even spoke it online, like, here's what I'm thinking, here's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
I got a text probably 20 minutes later from the girls in the office that a gentleman had walked in and handed them a $100 bill and said, "This is for the parade."
Oh, that's incredible.
That was David Hopkins with Umpqua Valley Funeral Directors. Didn't know him, never met him. Walked in and he did that. And I get a text message while I'm live on air that this has happened.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
The
trying not to cry. I have feelers. Yes, I have feelers, really large ones. And so I'm trying to be on air and thinking, here's this perfect stranger that just came and gave $100 cash money. A, that's a lot of trust.
Yeah.
B, you know, doesn't even know us, but he knew it was Premier Insurance sponsored the show and I worked there and he was getting it to me. And that's where it's like, this is another guess. This is somebody saying, I'm going to double down for you with this event. This has to happen. And then everybody that I called, I'm going to say 95% of them said yes. And the other 5% said yes eventually.
Well,
nobody told me no.
I mean, the most disagreeable thing with the whole parade were the number of disappointed people after the fact that we hadn't reached out to, you know, that wanted to. And it's like, that's this cat town. Mm-hmm. That's who, you know, that's who we are. It's not fake. It's genuine. And I mean, it was just so neat that you were talking about taking the dark into the light.
Yeah.
You know, and that was, it really was. I mean, at the time I was like, what in God's name are you doing? Yeah. You don't put on a parade. But, you know, the high school band showed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just Grandpa on his tractor. You know, we had some of those.
We had some of those.
But it was.
You arranged the dog parade too. There was a whole.
Yeah, we did sidewalk chalk for the kids. We did a dog walk. We did respect for law where we had the firemen and the tow trucks. Anybody first responders came. We had a whole block blocked off for them. It was a whole downtown event and they showed up and they gave out stickers and they gave out candies and they did everything during their time. And then we got them all eventually into the parade. We had car clubs show up. I mean, we built it and they came and everybody still to this day asks me when I'm doing it again. The answer is never.
Well, don't say never. Well, I mean, God forbid, but if the fireworks ever get canceled, I know what we're doing.
What do you out there? Is this what? Yeah.
So if you need money for the fireworks, give me a call because that's a lot of work. I'm not afraid.
But, yeah,
go ahead. No, I was just going to say live remote too. To get that funded. There were some local businesses that were like, hey, yeah, let's jump in on that. And McDonald's supplied a bunch of toys.
They gave me
tons of Nemos.
Kids, Nemos?
Yeah.
Nemos. Oh, Nemos. Yeah. Back in the day. There was all kinds of different toys. But what they put in Happy Meals, they gave us boxes. Yeah. So we had a golf cart giving out toys to the children. I had 1,000 pounds of candy. I mean, I set goals. I did not know what 1,000 pounds of candy looked like. Lord Almighty, it's a lot.
It was hard doing business. Our office was full.
It was full. I had it packed of flags. We gave all the kids flags, anybody that came, and candies and toys. And I mean, it was a day to just spoil our community rotten and celebrate being brave and coming out and saying yes. Yeah. And it's like, we did it and they showed up.
I love it.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, such a short window.
Well, we pulled it off very quickly.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
unbelievable.
I think a month.
Yeah. I think that's stretching it.
Yeah, it might have not even been.
Because we didn't get the announcement on the fireworks till it was like just a few weeks before.
Really?
And my gosh, what could we have done in 6 months?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, not we, they. I would have worked harder. I'd have had to get all the barriers and all that. But it was, I think that's a big thing is, you know, people are we're made to serve.
Yeah.
And that's all I think is sometimes we just need to be asked. We just need someone to open the door so we don't have to open it ourselves and maybe look foolish or something like that.
Well, and I think that's actually a great, that reminds me, when just going back to when you were talking about, you know, what CUE stands for, you didn't explain what your Q stands for. Like that, and I think that has a lot to do with, like, you know, inviting people into the work. Like, your cue. Here's your cue to get involved. Here's your cue to, you know, step in and join us and make this community a better place.
Yeah.
Well, we ended every show with saying, you know what to do, Douglas County.
Yep.
Be kind. That's your cue. Yeah. And so really at the moment, it was kindness because everybody was dealing with so many different levels of fear. Some people were just like, this is hogwash, never existed. This illness is, you know, other people were horrified in their homes. I mean, I still have clients who barely come out now. Like, it's been a very traumatic situation. And so it's like, just meet people where they're at, but meet them with kindness.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that everybody has worth, because a lot of people don't have a lot of self-esteem, and we need to let them know whatever, we're going to meet them where they're at and that they do have worth. And there is a spot for everybody in an organization or in a project or a whatever. Not everybody needs to be a president.
Yep.
That person that sets out the tables, puts out the barriers. I mean, I would have been lost without Alan and my husband being the muscle behind it that day because, and,
well, I think that's a great point, because us who volunteer, you know, and do these things, we get more out of it than the people we do. And so it's like, we can build people up.
Yeah.
My life has been about service through my business, and we can build ourselves up and our neighbors up by serving, by lifting someone else up.
Well, and it's interesting, right? Because we've talked about some really impactful things. But service also is interesting because it can be in very small things. Mm-hmm. It can be oftentimes in the walls of our own home where we do our best service. It's in a relationship with someone. It's, you know, should I scroll more or pick the phone up and call someone I haven't talked to in a while? Yeah. And so service is, you know, I've always had that thought of, you know, no one should sit alone. Mm-hmm. But with a service mentality, we can do things tomorrow to make things better for someone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cost us anything. You know, but it yields a high result, right?
Right.
It's a great, it yields so much, and the cost is low oftentimes. Mm-hmm. I think, to Alan, your point, you get more out of it when you do it.
Speaking of service.
Yep.
So, Shannon, you put in so much time and energy and heart and passion and all the wonderful things that you put into this show. And so we want to do something to thank you for all of your hard work and all of your selflessness and wonderfulness. And so I went down to Sunny Slope Elementary and I told all the kids about the show.
Oh, gosh.
And I asked them how they feel about what it means to like celebrate and uplift one another and help each other learn. And I told them that you're giving us the show. They were super stoked. And so I just want to share what they had to say.
When we celebrate each other, it brings their mood up.
For example, if anybody's, doing a good deed, you can just go up to them and like celebrate them. Even if it's not their birthday or like a holiday, you can still celebrate them. They're going through some hard times like we all have. Maybe when you celebrate them or at least be kind, that's a good way to bring them up.
Having somebody else celebrate you is just very kind and sweethearted of them.
It boosts our connection and helps us connect with one another, which is important for the future.
I feel like it can just give the world some more peace, honestly.
It makes them feel like people really care about them.
It makes everybody happy and it makes a better community.
It could give them the courage to not give up and the courage to persevere.
There's this little spark in your heart that just comes up, and I feel like it feels like a warm fire. It's very warm and I love it. It's a very good feeling. It makes me feel happy and have a good day.
It's important to lift people up because, you know, sometimes they need it, and if you lift them up, then their day can get better.
They feel recognized, and they feel heard, and it's very important just to let them be who they are, and you can accept them that way.
It makes me feel happy and excited that I actually matter.
It kind of shows that we are a community, and we help one another and lift each other up.
Let's say one of you were my neighbor. I'm just thinking about it this way. I'm a fourth grader. I have a big mind. If you were my neighbor, I would come up to you and say, hey, do you want to hang out or something like this? Or we can be friends or something. If you don't want to be friends, we can at least be kind to each other.
So you can make people feel warm inside and make them feel really happy. And so they can be there for each other.
It's important to help each other learn, because if they're struggling on something, then you can help them do that. And if you help them do that, then they can teach other people. So you could teach the community that.
So they can probably get smarter and know the answer next time.
When you teach each other things,
it helps everybody grow.
If we didn't have learning, then a lot of things would be harder.
It's important to help each other learn, because if they don't know something, they can ask for help. But if you don't help them, they're just going to struggle.
If you help someone learn, we could encourage them and make them want to learn.
It makes you feel warm inside, and also it boosts your connection with that person that you're helping.
It's important to help each other learn, because if you don't really know much about algebra, and somebody does, you could like help them. And I want to be a scientist when I grow up, so I really need to know a lot.
Even the smallest things make a difference. Like, let's say, just doing community help, helping your neighbor, even like finding their dog if they have a lost dog. These are just examples. You can try your own thing.
It's good for the community. That's what I think.
Our community.
Welcome back. That was an amazing video.
From the Mouth of Babes.
Right? And I've said before, I don't know if one of the ways I feel joy is just being around kids. And this rising generation of kids is really special. And so you parents out there and grandparents out there, you're doing a great job raising kids. I've never seen in my 30 years of doing this, a group as remarkable as this group. And it's going to be fun on this show. We get to kind of have a spotlight of hearing from kids in our community. But thoughts as you saw that?
That was amazing.
I mean, obviously, I have feelers. So I was still crying a little bit through it, because it's like, it does touch my soul. And it's just like, I know I don't see myself as like at that age. You know, I still think I'm in a creek with tadpoles and things like that. You know, I mean, the depth of the thought that was put into that by some of the students was just incredible. And I think our generation is in good hands if they can keep that servant's heart and as they move forward.
I think it's important that we see that. We don't see that enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's like at times am I thinking, am I just getting to be a grouchy old man like my dad was at my age? You know, oh, the next generation is, you know, going to tear up the... And you have to look a little closer. And again, it's what I said earlier. We just got to talk.
Yeah.
And so just doing the right things. And what is the right thing? We all know what the right thing is in our heart. You know, those kids knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Helping a neighbor, helping somebody with their algebra, whatever it may be. It was helping or stepping up or being there for them. And I think one of the things for you and I, Alan, is it's like our kids are grown. We don't have littles at home anymore. And so for us to then now be able to watch the show, and I mean, this video just totally touched my heart. So to get to see the things that you guys will share on future episodes about the wonderful things happening with your students and things like that, like, I'm really excited. And that, if that's a snippet of it, I'm in trouble for future episodes. It's a tissue ready.
It is going to inspire you. I can say, I mean, unequivocally, when, you know, there is something, I'll step back a little bit. There is something magical when you get people from different generations together. And we get to see this. We had like a living history day at one of our schools when we had Vietnam vets in. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's kind of like a parallel of a service that our students were blessed to be around these veterans. And these veterans talked about the blessing was to be around these kids.
It was a salute to service.
It was salute to service.
Yes.
And it was amazing. And I think, you know, one thing I wonder that'll be so neat, because I think the more we can do this, whether it's through the air, through podcasting, video, in person, at service, the more we can get our community together.
Amen.
The more we'll see the assets we have, incredible young kids, incredible adults. So it will be neat to see that. And again, we're really excited to have our community and beyond hear from these students. Whether it be fourth graders or high school kids, it's going to be really neat.
In the role,
my gosh.
Talking and being a part of the conversations.
I'm bullish on the future. People ask about the future. Our best days are ahead of us. And how do you think that? Because I'm around these students. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so much better than I was.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, that was a big blessing for me is, you know, we had a lot of service oriented and that's something I support deeply. And not only, you know, because that's probably my one regret in life. I should have been in the service, but because I had some physical issues, you know. And so, but to see the treasures we have in this community, I mean, the sad part is, you know, we don't hear about them until they pass. And to hear that you guys are bringing them into the school,
absolutely,
it's like, that's a chapter we're losing quickly.
Yeah.
And I had a text last week that the gentleman stopped by the office, 91-year-old veteran, still driving. And wow. And he just wanted to stop in because of our flags, and we're getting ready to further decorate for this 250th.
Yeah.
And what a blessing.
Yep.
And it's really awesome that the school is involving, yep, because whether it be business people or military, we are absolutely rich,
yeah,
with resources. Yeah. And again, it's just, well, you said to you earlier, how do we get them? We just need to ask them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and somebody who may say, gee, he's a general, he probably doesn't want to be bothered. He wants to be bothered.
Of course.
Well, the elderly people can be so inspired by the youth, and the youth can learn so much from elderly people, and they're so segregated. So that's definitely one of our goals for this show now, is to really bring those generations together and show what can happen when they can learn from one another and grow and be inspired and, you know, just have more connection. I mean, there's such a gap. So that's super exciting. One of the most exciting parts about this.
Well, they could learn more in an hour with a World War II vet or a Vietnam vet than they can in, you know, 6 months read a book.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what our staff, at RHS, they were like, yeah, this is real learning. Like, this is where it's at.
It's memorable too.
Yeah. Now when I go to that book, I don't see some fictional character. I see this guy that I've met.
Well, these guys, like the whole day, these vets are sitting at their table. They have all their memorabilia and their photos, and the students are making rounds, you know, sitting at their tables. They're telling stories. It was incredible.
Can I come?
Yeah. It's amazing. And the other thing that always makes me wonder is this, is, and I really appreciate the theme of this around service, because I often wonder about what we need to do as a community, our responsibility to create a community that's deserving of these kids. And I think that's kind of what what we hope in terms of, you know, going forward. Could this be, and kind of passing that torch, a way to have that venue, to have those conversations, which is great. And that brings me to a question here, as we get toward the end of the segment here. What advice do you have for us as we kind of honor the work you've done, and because we're kind of, you know, obviously, this is the foundation of all this is you, but what advice do you have for us? What thoughts do you have in terms of us thinking going forward, Gary?
Please.
Yes. It's like, yes. We're clueless.
Honestly, what the most powerful thing for me that I learned through the show is authenticity, genuineness, and like everybody, we have Facebook. Everybody wants to show how great they are, where they had dinner, whatever it was, or TikTok or whatever it is. Everybody's worried about putting their best foot forward.
Yeah.
And there's something beautiful in the imperfection. So for me, I'd be like, it's okay to mess up. It's okay to not be perfect. Matter of fact, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
And just saying who you are is enough. No matter what you're here for, a guest, a student, a whatever. It's just giving people the permission and because they feel like they need it to just come,
yeah,
be genuine and authentic, because that really spoke volumes to our people. Because I shared a lot of private stuff in my life on our show.
It was amazing how you forget the mics were there. And it really, like going back to that, it's like, it's only a failure if you don't learn from it. And I was a everyday learn from it guy, you know.
Oh, I had moments.
If there was a line you don't cross, Alan's toenail went over it quite frequently. So, yeah, so they got to be famous for my tirades that are going on there. But, you know, it just let the show happen.
Yeah.
I think that was we tried to structure it. We tried to keep it, you know, within this little box. And it's like, it's in our show.
Yeah.
It is not our show. Yeah. It is a community show. Get the heck out of the way, let it happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
And once we became not a participant, but another member of the audience, it was just like, It was so much fun. It was like I was learning. Now, I will tell you, there's going to be some times you just got to back out, okay? I mean, my daughters were all in pageants. So guess what? But I'm not a pageant guy. So in pageant time, I just said, you ladies look nice. And I just want to sit back like this, okay? No, when it's not your time, yeah. You know? So
everybody, it's just like, it's just a conversation. And if your answers are truthful and they come from your heart, there's nothing better. Honestly, you can't worry about, I'm not going to know something on a show or. There's no wrong. It's if you guide yourself with authenticity, it's just going to be a home run every time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for mentioning that, because I didn't even think about how many times you must have come across like maybe somebody that you had to do a little mini therapy session with to like get them to feel like. Oh. Comfortable and like okay about being
well the first show was what I was on, you know, you had to do that with me, you know. I'm scared to death about talking in front of people, you know, and it's like, and she couldn't get me to shut up. Yeah. But you know,
I think it's just letting people know I'm there for you, like I'll be your safety net and I won't let you fail. That's something I said to every client. It's like, don't worry about it, I got you, and I'm not gonna let you fail.
Absolutely.
And all I do is win no matter what.
And I know
I've been coming in for you today.
I've been kind of redundant about this, but Shannon epitomizes this. It's just love. Yeah. Love what you're doing.
Yeah.
Love each other, even if you don't give a rip about pageants. love the person there and just get out of the way, because it happens on its own.
Such good advice. And I think, you know, one, again, thank you for all the work you've done and for the trust really to hand this off to us. I mean, we've talked about, you know, if it's imperfection, you pick the right person, right? I can do that really well, right?
Yeah, you and me better not be on the same show.
But with this, we can definitely lead by being authentic. And we love working with people. And there's always a story there. There's something to learn. And I think we can approach it with respect and humility and authenticity it needs. And that's really great advice for us.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about Tiffany, some of the shows coming up in that vein, in terms of kind of where we're going a little bit.
Yeah, so this is super exciting. So we have just recently, well, during the summertime, we kind of reevaluated as an organization the values and the mission and the goals and all of that. We really, you know, it's just like, I think we all do that, right?
Got to update sometimes.
As we grow up, we just like have to re-collaborate and be like, okay, like what are our values? Really redefine them and all that. So we did that work. We involved the community actually and had some meetings and asked the community what they were, what they wanted to see from what their values were for a school district. And so then we came out of that with something really beautiful, kind of like a North Star. Which is inspiring growth, building community, and expanding opportunities. And so those are the things that our work is wrapped around. Like all of our work is wrapped around those things. And so we have dedicated the next three episodes to those things, which are going to be great to like pick them apart and really dive into defining what those mean and how they're taking shape in our community.
Yeah.
And so that's super exciting. So the next one coming up is inspiring growth. And that's going to be a great episode. We've got, so from now on, we didn't even mention, we plan to have student guests on the show, which is great because we're going to rope them into the conversation, hear what they have to say. They're brilliant. So we're really excited about that. Our first one for Inspiring Growth will be Ryan Wilson, who a lot of the community knows. He's a wonderful leader with RHS leadership. And so then we'll have Zach Weiss with the Roseburg City Council. And then Jessica Han, their director of Thrive Umpqua. Can I do that over? Can I start that over? Okay, I don't like how I'm.
You're doing great.
Pretty good. Where do I start over?
Let me just jump into the guests.
Okay, yeah. Yes, that was a good course. Okay, super exciting. We have Ryan Wilson from RHS. See, this is not good. I need to, okay.
The names are a struggle
the
sometimes.
Names, and that's what is going to be a struggle.
You got this.
For me, I'm terrible with names. Okay.
You got this.
So we're super excited for our guests next episode. First, we have RHS leadership student Ryan Wilson. And then we have Zach Weiss, who's a Roseburg City Council member. And then we've got Jessica Han. She's the director of Umpqua. And then we also have our director of teaching and learning, Joe Weber, Dr. Joe Weber. And so that'll be a great conversation about inspiring growth and what that means individually and collectively, and really allow that conversation to blossom. I have a great feeling.
And I think the last parting thing I have to, you know, reach out to our audience or now your audience, is remember, you're part of the solution.
Yeah.
We didn't have guests on our show to entertain. We had guests on our show to give you avenues to participate and be part of the solution, because we know you want to.
Yeah.
And so that's my last parting shot, is like, this show is for you. It continues to be for you. So be part of the solution.
Yeah.
We need you.
I love that.
Yep.
Yeah. And with that, and with the cue, I'm just going to go to Shannon. Okay. What is your cue for our community here?
Well, I guess my cue is going to be to stay tuned every week.
That's right.
And watch the show and just see and watch it grow. I mean, you guys have an amazing opportunity to spread the joy and the word and the message, you know, each week. And I'm just really excited to just see the trajectory of the show, honestly. So you have a fan already.
Yep.
Count two of us in for that. And more than that, you know, we've met before to talk about this, but you have my blessing, my love, and my support. And I just can't wait to see what you do.
Yeah, the Lord's got it in control, and it's awesome to see how he's going to take the next chapter.
Same.
So I hope they'll let you close out one last time.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, this is not your last time being on your queue. Just so that you know, I'm just going to throw that out there. This is definitely not your last time. So just want to put that out there. But yeah, super exciting. Tune in each week. I will release a new episode Wednesdays from 4 to 5. And yeah, we're super excited. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
Join us Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Or watch online on the Roseburg School's YouTube channel and the Your Q Facebook page. This show is built with our community for our community. If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone we should feature, we'd love to connect. Reach out at yourq@roseburg.k12.or.us or message us on Facebook.